Did, interesting, I sound like a very stupid question, and it probably is, but did anyone see anything in the Olympics? Well, it sounded like a pretty classic, wherever you were being. You saw some of you did, and saw some of you watch the television. Some of you, like myself, may have been even lucky enough to get out there and to see some of these men and women running around and swimming the laps. One of the highlights for me was watching the television, because we don't normally have a television. We borrowed one, so it was good to sit in front of the television. It was a bit of a novelty. And I think for the first time in my life ever, I enjoyed watching the advertisements in between the actual coverage. I don't know how much money was spent by certain companies, but a few people spent a lot of money, and there was a few creative people that came up with some good ads. I got three of them. My favourite ad that I was looking forward to watching them. And that was rather strange, looking forward to seeing an ad, but I really enjoyed it. And I was even calling Melody into, you've got to have a look at this ad. Mine was for NRMA, and it was done in the scale where you could just, the bugs looked really big on the ground. And it was like, what was happening to the bugs in a rainstorm? And the great big water droplets, say, the water droplets like this coming down and smashing against the leaf and pushing the leaf up and down. And you could see all the little beetles and bugs going around looking for cover. And like they were life-size sort of thing. Well, more than life-size. And the last bit was this little lady beetle, one of those beautiful little lady beetles that we all like, was running along this leaf trying to get to its home or to cover. And this great big water drop came down and bounced off the leaf and pushed the lady beetle off. And the lady beetle was upside down on the ground with its legs trying to, you know, running around, couldn't go anywhere. And then you see this great, enormous big finger come down and wraps onto the little lady beetle, and the finger puts it on another leaf, and it runs away to safety. And it was an ad for NRMA, how they're there to help in times of crisis with your car. Another ad was for VB. There were two or three men sitting on a couch. I don't know if you saw those ads, they were quite popular, but they were quite, they were there all the time. And there was two or three fellas sitting on a couch, and they were playing different sports. One fella was laying on the couch with his feet up one end, his head on the other, and the other two fellas would come in the room and lift the couch up and push him off the couch, and then sit down in front of it to watch the television. And that was a sign they were, yeah, they were talking about weightlifting. Another ad was for Westpac, where you saw Grant Hackettstad diving into the swimming pool and trying to do a couple of laps in the pool. They're all good ads. I really enjoyed watching them. Another ad that I really enjoyed and made me very patriotic and proud was another ad that talked about how Australia was a very good country, a great country. And the logo for the ad, the key to the ad was the words, "I believe." And the main, what do you call, the main gist of the thing was, "I believe that down under is on top." But I noticed at the end of the ad, they had an email address. The email address was ibelieve.com.au. And I was thinking, you know, that's an interesting thing. A lot of people believe in a lot of certain things, don't they? The question that I'm coming to now is, what do you believe? What do you believe particularly in regarding to God? A lot of people believe different things. They believe that Australia is a great country. Well, that's all good and well. If you believe Australia is a good country, that's good. But the main question is, what do you believe concerning God? And tonight I want to really ask you the question in your own heart and mind, what do you believe regarding God? You know, to become a Christian and to experience and to know for yourself God's salvation, the Bible says that we must believe and we must confess. And I just want to read, you don't even have to turn to them, because there's only two verses that I want us to read, so you can listen if you like, two verses that tell us what it means to believe. Not believe in Australia, but to believe in God and in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9 says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. I'll read that again because it's worth listening to once again. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. Now, before I talk a bit more about believing, there's a word that popped up there that can be confusing to some people. It's a little word, saved, S-A-V-E-D. What does it mean to be saved? Well, if you're drowning in the ocean and a lifesaver comes and rescues you, you could say that he saves you. The Bible verse isn't talking about being rescued from the surf or being saved from a physical danger. The Bible is talking about salvation and being saved from a spiritual danger. I guess it's physical too, because we can lose our life. But the Bible is talking about being saved from the punishment that we deserve because we are sinners. God has already talked about the fact that each one of us on this planet have done wrong and we are sinners. And the Bible explains very, very clearly that we are sinners. We have done wrong. And because we are sinners, God in His all His power and all His wisdom, all His grace, and in His justice has created that place called hell that Jonathan spoke about. And because we are sinners, because we have done wrong, it is only just and right that God sends sinners to hell. Because we are wrong, we deserve punishment. The salvation that these verses are talking about, and the salvation that the Lord Jesus has prepared, is the salvation from that. The salvation from the punishment in hell that we deserve. And so to be saved is to be saved from the punishment that we deserve because we are sinners. God has created hell for those who have and will reject Him. We can be saved from hell if we accept God's free gift of salvation. Now, I know I read that, but I wanted to make it clear. We don't accept God's salvation by signing a piece of paper at the back of a hall. We don't accept God's salvation by putting our credit card number on a check or whatever you do and sending off payment. We accept God's salvation of, as these verses say, by believing and confessing. Now, what does it mean to believe? You go down the street and many people will say they believe in God. I work with a lot of good gentlemen and a lot of them believe in God. But if you go out with them on the weekend, you'll see things that you think, well, if they believe in God and they're doing that, there's something not wrong. A lot of people believe there is a God. So what is this believing? Does that mean if I simply believe there is a God and that the Lord Jesus lives, does that give me salvation? The belief that Paul here, as he wrote to the Roman church, and the believing that the Lord Jesus talks about is a believing that is acted on. The Bible says simply that if you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, left the glory of heaven, came down to earth, died on the cross for you, if you believe Him in your heart, you will be saved. Now, that belief is not just a, I call it a theoretical belief, a head belief. It's not just a, yeah, I believe that, that's there. It's a belief that you're willing to act upon. Let me give you a quick example. You see a bridge going across a creek, and you want to get to the other side. Now, if you believe that bridge will hold you, you'll walk across it. You'll act on that belief. And so there you go. If you don't, you'll stay on the other side and wonder, yeah, I believe that'll hold me, but I'm not willing to try it. You've got to question whether you really believe. If you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ paid the penalty for your sin, you will be saved. If you believe that God raised Him from the dead, the Bible says you will be saved. But it's a belief that needs to be acted on. It's not just a head belief, it's a belief that comes from the heart. And so it's a belief that starts when you make that commitment to the Lord and it continues throughout your life. Secondly, The Bible reads those here tell us that we must confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord. A second step to salvation is confession. Telling people, telling family, friends, telling the Lord Himself that you acknowledge Him as your Saviour, as your Lord, as the Master of your life. Believe and confess. Confess with your mouth. Now, I look around the congregation, I see many familiar faces. I see a couple of young faces that I saw in Sunday school this morning. The message of salvation is a simple message. The gospel is good news, and it's a simple message. You believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. The Lord Jesus has prepared the way, as Jonathan said, the Lord Jesus has prepared the way that if we believe in Him, confess our sins, He will forgive us. And we will have the joy, the pleasure of a home in heaven. We will have the joy, the peace that He gives us even now today. But the decision is yours. I can't make that decision for you. That's your decision. When I was 14 years old, I'm not going to give you all the details, but I realised that I was a sinner. And when I thought of where I stood before God, I thought, I know that I'm going to go to hell. And I was literally scared. I was scared sick. I thought, I've offended God, I've rejected Him, I've got to do something about it. And there was a time where I spoke to my dad about it. That's actually, that's what dad spoke to me about it. He was concerned. And there was a time then when I just got down on my knees and I said to the Lord Jesus, I prayed a prayer very similar to this. I just said, Lord Jesus, I'm so sorry for sinning. I realise that I've turned my back on You and I've rejected You. I'm sorry for the sin that I've committed. And I pleaded with the Lord to forgive me, to accept me. And I believe that that time, that then and there, that the Lord Jesus saved me. Now that was, I don't know, coming up to 14 years ago or so, around about. And I believe I'm saved today. Because God's salvation is an eternal salvation. Once you're saved forever. And that's part of the peace and the joy of knowing the salvation that the Lord Jesus gives. That once you are saved, nothing can separate you from His love. Friends, if you haven't trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, think about it. It's a decision that you must make. You're standing on very shaky ground. The way the world's going, the Lord could come, and I hope He comes very soon. But if you have rejected Him, there's no hope for you. So I pray that you trust and you accept Him. That you believe in your heart, and that you confess Him with your mouth, and you'll be saved. Now, if there's any other questions, I know I haven't explained it real clearly. I can't always hear it up the top of this. I'm a bit nervous in that, but come and see me, and I'd really love to show you, to tell you more about coming to God. It's so worth it.